He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 321. Before we start today, I want to wish everyone, all my Jewish fans, a very Shana Tova, a very happy and healthy New Year. We have a great show today. We have a crazy gadget that's very practical and very economical, and I think you're going to like that. Also, stay tuned, because immediately after that, I'm going to show you how to set up your iPhone and make it wirelessly charge. It's a pretty cool app. You want to stay tuned for that. Okay, let's start off by taking a look at the gadget of the day. It's a little bit crazy. Let's take a look at it. This is called the Bracketron BT2638-2. And essentially what this is it's a power supply, excuse me, which you can see right here, and you'll notice that there's two ports, one here for your smartphone and one here for your tablet, and this puts out quite a good charge. It's the output's 5.1, which is pretty much standard, but what I like about this power supply is a couple things. One, it's 10,400 milliamps, so you know that I don't like power supplies that are less than 10,000 milliamps. This is 10,400, so it's a good, beefy, solid power supply, which will last you coast to coast, which is why I insist on all my power supplies being a minimum of 10,000 milliamps, because I can fly from basically Arizona to Boston and be able to charge my phone with no problem, also the tablet. So let's take a look at this again under camera two, and we'll point out some other cool things that it does. So clearly we showed you that it's a neat power supply, and you put your wires in there and you can supply power to both your tablet or two smartphones or two devices that need some juice. This will do it. The way you turn this on is right here. Here's the on and off button, and you're going to hold this. And before we do that, let's show you what else this does. You're wondering what all this stuff of is. Well, it's quite cool. This folds back, as you can see, and this folds out like so. And there you go. So what is that? Well, clearly that is going to be a device that will not only charge your different devices that you have, but also it will act as a great holder for your iPad or any tablet that you might have. Does a great job, and what's nice about this is you can actually bend this to slant it at any angle that you so desire, and that does a great job. And what holds it in place is you can see this little screw mount here. It's actually right here, and by tightening this, you're actually tightening the tension that's on this bracket here, so you can pretty much put that anywhere you want, again, to give you a slant at any angle. Clearly you can put your smartphone there or vertical or whatever you want, and again you can tip this back to whatever angle you want. So this is a really cool tool to have with you. Not only is it a great holder, but also it's a great power supply. And now let's take a look at actually how you turn the device on and what it looks like. So we'll go back to camera two. Here we are. This is the power button. And you hold that down for about 2 seconds, and you'll notice a nice light comes on. So that's also another handy feature at night if you need a light for your keys or whatever. That's there. If you hold that for another 2 seconds, it will turn off. And then also, if you hold it once, you'll see these lights light up. And right now you can see two lights lit up. It actually has four, so this is 50% charged right now, so I have to charge this up. Also, the lights don't stay on long, which I actually like, because it doesn't consume any power that way. So it's 50%, all four lights lit up means it's 100% charged. How do you charge this up? Quite simple. You're going to go on the side here. Let's fold this back, and right here you will see the typical USB standard mini USB port like you'd charge your Droid devices on, and that wire comes supplied, and you just plug that into a power pack or into your computer. Obviously, I'd prefer a power supply, and that will charge this up. This takes about an hour to an hour and a half to charge up fully. And what's nice about this is this will charge your devices up, a tablet about 1.5 times, and your smartphone approximately 2.5 times. So again, it's a very, very, very beefy device, a tad heavy, but again, you're not going to get something that's light that has 10,400 milliamps. It's going to have some heavy-duty batteries inside of it. So this is a wonderful device. I've been using this for a while now, and particularly when I fly, I love having this because it just makes everything comfortable when I can slant it back. And also, even if I don't use that, it's very handy to have a good beefy power supply with you. So let's take a look at the website, and this is on Amazon, and it's called the Bracketron BT2 638-2 Black Power Flex Stand. Quite an interesting device, and it's very economical, very affordable. This sells for $18.91, and you're going to be hard pressed to find a power supply that's 10,400 milliamps at $18.91. That's a really respectable price, and these are very well made, and I don't think you'll have any problems with it whatsoever, and I think you'll find it quite a fascinating device. You're wondering exactly what the weight. I'm just looking here. It's 14.9 ounces, and very well made, very nice device, and I highly, highly recommend it. All right, let's take a look at another interesting gadget that's very cool. If you have an iPhone, an older iPhone, like I have the 6S, the big mama here, haven't upgraded to the 7 or the 8 or the 10 yet, $1,000 for a phone for a 10 is a lot of money. I can buy a computer for that, but you can't put the computer in your pocket. I don't know. I always think Apple products are so overpriced. It's ridiculous, but people buy them. I'm not saying they're not well made and easy to use, but that's a discussion for another day. But $1,000 for a phone, give me a break. All right, if you have an older phone, an older iPhone, that would mean 6 and under, and you wanted to make it charge wirelessly, here's a very cool app, not an app, a very cool device, piece of hardware that you can buy. And this is called the iPhone Wireless Charging Receiver for iPhone. It's an improved add-on receiver for wireless charging of the iPhone. But what this is, and by the way, it's only $13.57. So for under $14, you can make your iPhone charge wirelessly. And we'll show you what the charger looks like if you don't have one. But if you look over here, it's a very thin wafer. And this actually bends around, as you can see here, plugs into the lightning connector, and then it folds back. This is paper thin. It's wafer thin. It's like a sheet of paper. So you very likely can use that device inside the case that you're currently using. You have to check it out, but I have actually used my device inside the case, and you just put this on top of a charger. You no longer need wires. If you don't have a charger, again, this is $13.57. If you don't have a charger, here's one made by Senio. This is a wireless charger, and this is $13, $12.58. So for about $26, you can buy both the charging device, the thin wafer device over here, the iPhone wireless charging receiver for iPhone, and then that just basically lays on top of this device that you're seeing here. You just place the phone on top of that, no more lightning cable needed, and this charges up pretty quick, this functionality of both these devices together. People think that charging wirelessly takes a long time, and it typically does, or it can, but I've tested these two devices out together, and the phone, from being totally not charged, goes to totally charged in about an hour and a half, an hour 40 minutes, and that's pretty good, from going from zero to fully charged in about an hour 40, 45 minutes, somewhere around there. Not much longer than if you were to put this into a charger. So interesting two pieces of gadgets, and for under $25, easily, or around $25, you're going to be able to to charge your phone up, and I think that's really cool. All right, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day, if you will. I had a need, and I didn't know this app was even available. I searched for it out of desperation, if you will. But this is one heck of a cool app, and the cost, you can't beat it. It's free. This will work on the Android devices and also your iOS. This particular one is called Stud Detector, and it will do exactly that. It will find studs in a wall. I had to find some studs in this closet, and I just kept tapping and tapping, and I couldn't feel it. I was at a friend's house, so I didn't have my stud finder with me. It's not something I carry around with me. And I figured, I wonder if there's an app. And sure enough, I found this app. And wow, I mean, it really works. As you know, I use an iPhone, and this is called Stud Find Metal Detector. Same type of app, totally free. Both these apps are free, no matter what device you're running. And wow, this thing works so well. I did not think I had any studs in that wall. And I'm pretty good at pounding them and hearing, you know, if they're hollow or not. Could not tell, but this device found three studs, and I was a happy camper. We were able to get our project done. So instead of shelling out 15, 20, 30 bucks for a stud finder, just get the app. They really work. I was shocked, and again, it's free. So if you're a carpenter or are inclined to find out where those studs are in your home or someone else's home, definitely load this stud finder down. All right, let's move along here. I mentioned, I think, a couple months ago, some different players, but this player is great for your Windows operating system. It's called 5K Player. I've used this now for about a year. They just had an update, actually, this week, and I downloaded it, and I just thought, hey, you know what? I might as well mention this to the Gadget Professor fans, but this 5K Player will play anything. I mean anything. I have not found a file, a video format file, that will not play on this 5K Player. There's no viruses. There's no malware on this. It's a clean load. It will play 4K. It will play your YouTube videos, MKVs, DVDs. It will play your music. All around wonderful player. It's called the 5K Player, so definitely check that out. It's one of the better ones out there that's free, and they are constantly updating that, so that's all good. Now, I've been doing a little traveling and needed a passport, and here's an app that is called Mobile Passport. It's officially authorized by the CBP. I don't even know what that stands for. Oh, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Patrol, right on my screen here. So let's take a quick peek at that. But this app is only available in the App Store for iOS devices. So you guys with the Droid and gals with the Droid, it won't work on that. But I'm sure there's a similar app out there that will do the same thing. But this app speeds you through customs and border protection at over 20 major U.S. airports and one cruise port. Officially authorized by the U.S. Customs Border and Protection, Mobile Passport allows travelers to submit their passport and all the data that goes with that. You complete your profile with the basic passport information. You answer some CBP questions about your trip, submit your information upon arrival, and you get a receipt from the CBP. So a lot of the airports now, especially your international airports, are allowing you to basically load this information, load your passport information onto the phone, and then just kind of swipe your phone. And it gives a list of all the airports: Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Logan, which I travel to frequently, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, you get the general idea. And even some cruise ports, PEV in the Everglades. So check this out if you're doing some traveling and need your passport. If you're going to Cuba or somewhere else and need a passport, Canada, this might be a really efficient thing for you to use. Now, here's an app that is it's an interesting app, and this again is only available for the iPhone devices. It's called Missive. This is team email, chat, and tasks. So if you're using, you know, email to chat, or which I think is insane, or your chats, and you want something that's a little bit more convenient, this app comes with canned responses. You can create your own canned responsible. You can create usable templates to save time with repetitive emails or chats. What I like about it is you can do collaborative writing. You compose emails together, and you can all review them on the same time. So it's like having your own intranet. And this app is free, and it's really quite nicely designed. You can have a send later. And if you're ever doing any type of collaborative teamwork efforts, this might be an app that you all would load, and it's certainly a lot better than using the quote chat or just emailing back and forth. So check that out if you're into that. Some of these apps are somewhat esoteric, but some of them, you know, if you're in business or do a lot of chatting and things like that, or emailing back and forth with groups, they really make your life a lot easier. And again, they're totally free, so the worst case scenario is if you don't like them, you can delete them. Now, I am a tea freak. I drink a lot of tea, and I like all kinds of teas, and I brew all kinds of teas, and I've been doing that for years and years and years, and I really like tea. That said, probably more people like coffee. So here is an app that is for you. It's called Filthru, interactive coffee timer. Filthru is a handy coffee timer with helpful brewing methods for all coffee enthusiasts. Step-by-step recipes will guide you through the best ways to prepare your beverage, providing pouring intervals, stirring, and waiting instructions. So this has some pretty cool things. And again, I'm not a coffee aficionado, but I know someone who really is into their coffee, and they use this app and brought it to my attention. So I thought I would bring it to your attention. And again, it's free. That's what you get when you watch the Gadget Professor. You get a lot of free apps. Now, speaking of free apps, everybody is familiar, or I think familiar, certainly your kids are, with Snapchat. Excuse me. This app has been around probably as long, and it really was in favor in Japan and China. This app is called Miitu, and this is actually the number one free app around the world for doing all kinds of funky things with your selfies. And you get a pretty good preview of what it will do and what kinds of things you can do. You have various ways of personalizing your pictures, such as hand-drawn pictures, photo stickers, filters, etc. And who needs a professional camera when you have Miitu on your phone? This is a world-renowned photo editing app that you can use quite simply, and over 500 million mobile devices globally are now currently using that. So it's definitely popular, and not as popular as it used to be or as it's going to be in the United States. So if your kids are into Snapchat, definitely have a Miitu app. Load it up. Now, I know you're going to say, what do I need this app for? But I also know that you're going to load this app up. You might erase it, but you're going to use this app. This is called the Face app. It's a neural face transformation. You take a selfie, and you can transfer your face using artificial intelligence with one tap. You can add a smile. If you're not a smiling person, you can add a smile. You can get younger or older. You can swap gender. You can improve your selfie with cool filters. This is a totally free app. You will have a blast with this. And if you want to see what you look like, which I don't, when you get older, this app will show you. If you wanted to see what you look like, if you're a woman and you want to look like a man, or a man and you want to look like, it gets really weird. But it's a very cool app. It's free, and you will have fun with it. And if you don't like it, I'm sure you know someone that would want to take a crack using this app. And I'm sure that they're definitely going to like it. So check that app out. Now, once a month I get asked, what do I use for VPN? What do I use for VPN? Well, as I mentioned a zillion times, I use Tiger VPN, T-I-G-E-R, and it's worked fine for me. Another one that a lot of people are using, and we'll show it to you now, is it's the number one trusted leader in VPN, and it's called ExpressVPN. This VPN is actually not too expensive. It's about $60-$70 a year, and it works on every single platform. So if you are using things that you want to maintain your privacy with, such as an app called Kodi, it's great for the Android operating system, and you want a VPN, this one works very good. You can watch videos from anywhere with very fast speeds, and that's what's important about a VPN, to have fast speeds and have the ability to have a lot of servers all over the world. This actually does that. You'll be able to access any website anywhere in the world, and you'll also maintain and encrypt your internet traffic and hide your IP address from hackers and spies. So check that out. The pricing is on there. I think they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is very good. Yeah, 30-day money-back guarantee. So I think you'll find it a good one if you don't have one yet, or if you want to check out some VPNs, that might be a good one for you at least to take a first crack at. So that's going to wind it up today for the Gadget Professor. And again, if you wanted to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And that's going to wrap it up today, folks. I will see everyone next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.